Show with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow.
Now I'm going to be really drunk.
I've got Olivia, who's a little buzzed up because you just did a podcast.
I just did a podcast with Jason.
Yep.
For an hour. So
and drinking
drunk
wine. So
yeah. Let's get weird.
And you know what? I'm not. So let me pour.
This wine is good that he has. What is this?
He left me with one sip of wine.
Do you want the white?
No. I'll drink this.
This is a Sauvignon Blanc. This is a different Sauvignon though. It's a Josh.
A lot of people want to know every time I start a podcast what kind of wine I am drinking.
I will say
this one's Josh Pinot Noir. And what are you drinking?
This is a Josh Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc. I have a funny story. When I got off the season of The Bachelorette, one of my girlfriends, bless her heart, she's a little bit of a space cadet, and she'll admit that. It's hilarious. She's actually brilliant, but like socially just like a little bit of a space cadet. And she goes, I brought you a bottle of Josh because you didn't have one of those on your season. And I had two Joshes on my season.
Josh Albers.
Yeah.
And Josh.
Bless his soul. I love that guy. And then that's Josh, who I don't even want to acknowledge him because he went home night one and tried to get some attention out of it.
By the way, my mom loves Pinot Grigio, but she calls it Penis Grigius.
Amazing. Now I will recycle that.
Every restaurant. Can I have a Penis Grigius?
She says it at restaurants.
God, the last restaurant I went to, my sister wrote my number down on the tab.
Yeah.
And we texted for like a minute there, but she was like, can I have a Penis Grigius? And the guy, the reason I was like, he's kind of hot is because he like put up with it. He was like, yo, fuck.
Sure. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
You can have two penis grigius. Okay. You can have a penis and you have a penis that I would like to go on a date with.
Everybody gets a penis.
Yes. So anyway,
that's actually really funny. I still can't believe I haven't met your mom or
people have been requesting, by the way, anytime I post a video of my mother,
yeah,
the first comment I get is how has Mrs. Bristow and Mrs. Caridi not been on a podcast together?
Right. Because that would be too much.
They are one of a kind.
Yeah.
But two of a kind.
That would be a lot.
I don't know.
That would be a lot. They're like two crazy peas in a crazy pod.
Do you ever look at your mom and think, like, I wish I was as cool as her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I do that on the reg. My mom is the coolest person I know.
Yeah. Like, just reeks of confidence.
But, like, she's, I don't even know, what, 50-something now? And
you don't know how old your mom is?
She's...
Why is that so funny
50s,
to me?
56, I think. Mom?
She's young.
Mom, help.
Oh, you're young.
I'm young. But she's hotter than she's ever been.
Yeah.
Like,
she really
her
is. She's
body,
fire. Yeah.
I actually had to talk to her the other day. I was like, Mom, you're getting too fit.
Really?
Like,
too fit.
Like, it's embarrassing to be around someone as hot as you.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, that's
good
where
for
we're
her.
At. Penis Grigius.
What's her secret?
She eats like a mouse.
Okay.
She eats, but like a little mouse. She drinks wine.
Yeah.
Maybe. And she works out like a fiend.
Oh, she
loves
does.
Pilates.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Pilates.
Our trainer, we have a family trainer who just texts her and says, let's train. Mm-hmm. And so she does weight training.
Oh, amazing.
But like, she is the hot. This is what gives me hope is my mom had, I got my mom's body.
Yeah.
Like bigger legs. Mm-hmm. But like, this gives me hope that when I'm 50, I will be hotter than I am right now.
You know what? I think I keep getting better with age.
You do.
I don't know if that's a confidence thing and a self-love thing.
It is a mix.
Or if it's not eating meat, that's just doing me wonders.
I don't eat meat either. I don't look like you. So
well, I don't look like you either, and that's okay.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. I haven't had meat in about a year, which is so crazy for me because I never thought I would
zero.
Yeah, no, not even a bite. I never thought I would do that, but in New York when I lived there last year, I was like, I'll try it and see how it makes me feel. 3 weeks in, I felt amazing. Mm. And I can't give up fish because sushi is like my favorite thing in the world. I can't give up cheese. So I'll try to eat a more plant-based diet because it makes me feel good.
You're kind of like a dibble dabble and whatever.
I'm just trying to keep
you're
the gear
vegan,
tight.
Kind of pescatarian.
I don't think you can say kind of vegan. That's a touchy subject for people.
Edit timestamp.
Oh, no. It's funny because you're like, yeah, I'm vegan. I'm wearing like a leather hat right now. So really I can't.
Is that true leather?
No, it's not. No, it's but faux. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's so sexy though.
It's a gangster hat, but
it is very gangster.
It's so funny because the last two times I've podcast with you, one being today.
I feel so bad that people have to put up with me. I've been on too much lately.
No, you haven't. No, people can't get enough Olivia.
I don't believe that.
But no, they can't. I seem to be sick every time. I'm like, I woke
you
up this
sound
morning.
A lot better, and you are a lot better than you were last time.
Yes.
So I don't have to completely take over your
podcast. I woke up this morning, I was like, you've got to be kidding me that I'm sick again. I think it's because I went to the casino the other night, and people still smoke in casinos.
Ew.
Which is the grossest thing in the world. I walked in and I'm like, I actually do like a little gamble here and there.
You and Jason have been killing
Jason's
the gamble
very
game.
Good at, gambling in general, but blackjack, because he's a numbers guy. And so I can play blackjack, but he really taught me some things.
Yeah.
We won $800 and like,
are you kidding me?
No.
That's so much money. I wouldn't even know what to do with it. What would you do with $800 right now if you could?
Can I tell you what we did with it?
What'd you do?
We went for a really good seafood dinner.
At Snoqualmie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we had a seafood tower and a really nice cheese plate and a nice bottle of wine.
Ugh,
and we just kind of treated ourselves.
What I would do.
What would
that.
You do with $800?
Right now?
Yeah.
I would buy a Chinese crested dog.
Oh, you would?
I would buy another hairless dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love them so much. I would do anything. I'm single. Like, what am I going to do? Buy myself a pair of...
I always feel like I'm
Gucci
supposed to say
pants.
I would donate it to charity.
Oh, yes. I would quickly donate it to the local Chinese crested charity.
There you go. Is that a thing?
It is now. Oh. No, I feel bad. The last time I did a podcast with you, some people were like, Olivia, talk too much.
Oh, so, I asked you to.
Well, but you,
I was sick.
I know, but people still thought I talked too much.
People said that?
Yeah. Well, they were like, Olivia, every time Olivia talks, she talks too much. I get it. I'm going to let Caitlin take over. It's her podcast.
No, I actually love having you on because you are capable of talking.
The only
and
reason
keeping the
I talked is because you were like on your,
I was
dying.
On my deathbed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
so
really
I was like, okay,
oh,
I'm going to, sorry.
And before we started, I asked you to do that.
Yeah. We should have put that on. It was on the record.
Yeah. Well,
I was
pretty sure
asked.
We did say it on the record. So people, you know what, Olivia?
Roll the tapes.
I've learned that you can sneeze.
And you'll piss someone off.
And you will piss somebody off.
What's that
off?
Saying? You could be the ripest peach and there's still someone
somebody
who doesn't
who hates
like peaches.
Peaches. Yeah. It's so true.
Okay, one sec. I feel like Valentine's Day can be brutal on guys. The pressure to buy the perfect gift is intense, right? Let me help you out. Flowers are always the right call, but not produce department flowers. That smell like green onions. The same with sending us stale flowers plus an upsell balloon from some flower giant website. The Books is the ticket. That's short for bouquet, and these flowers are booking awesome. Look, there's a huge difference between flowers from the Books and the others, and we kind of know it. Books delivers spectacular flowers cut fresh from the finest farms in the world. They even have farms on the side of a volcano that produce the most amazing flowers ever. Books are picked fresh and shipped direct so they stay fresher longer. And Books cut out the middleman so you save big time. You'll be a hero this Valentine's Day if you send flowers from the Books. Go to Books.com and enter Vine for 20% off. Yeah, 20% off when you enter Vine at Books.com. Bouqs.com.
So life is good. We're here. We're going to talk about The Bachelor.
We're going to try.
This episode was honestly, it's going to be hard to talk about it without offending a lot of people.
Yeah, for many different reasons. I just find.
So far, what are your thoughts on this season? Let's just round it up.
I don't know if I say this every season. Like, I don't know if every season I'm like, ugh, I can't this season. And it's always the beginning, and then you get into it, and then you start being invested in the love stories. And by the end, you're like, you're into it. But you really got to commit through the bullshit at the first few episodes.
Yeah.
Because this whole Demi thing, I mean, again, I am one to appreciate good TV and entertainment.
Same.
And be like, okay, but it's just not good TV anymore. Like, I'm like, this episode, I was like, nah.
I'll be honest. and this episode, previous episode, this whole season, it seems a lot more, and maybe it's just Demi, I don't know, because I'm a former villain. I still think I was one of the most epic villains of all time.
You were.
And I did not try.
No. That's okay? the thing. People are trying to be
Demi
the villain.
Demi is trying to be the villain, whereas I looked horrible.
Right.
And I wasn't even trying. Imagine if I was trying.
Right.
So I just, this show is great, and I don't like it when it starts to seem like it is manufactured to be great.
Right. And that's, did a TEDx talk. And I said that. I said, reality TV has become more of like manufactured television. You know, they cast for the dramatic effect, and they have the reasons why people come on there. Demi wants to be the villain.
She wants to be.
And it's too obvious to me.
It's so obvious.
Like, it's too transparent. I'm like, we get it. You're the villain.
I mean, and even someone like Corinne, for example, who was, you know, she seemed sometimes manufactured, but this girl, to me, that's just how she is.
Right.
So it the whole like nanny thing and all that stuff and the naps and all that, it still seemed like funny because there were parts of her personality that were there.
Right. It was kind of genuine.
It was which I mean, you could say the same for me. Like, it was a little genuine. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. But Demi, it just seems like none of it is genuine. It's
right. I would love to actually see what she's like in real life, because I bet she's a sweetheart.
I bet she is too, because majority of the time I've met almost every villain, and minus Chad Johnson, I've loved every single one of them.
Who, by the way, is dating Kendra Wilkinson.
Have you heard? Have you heard?
What is that about?
It's publicity.
Yeah, you think so, right?
It's gotta be. He doesn't want a girlfriend.
Well, and why? I mean, what is it about him that seems like a good fit for her and her family? Like, you know, so is it publicity? But what are they gaining from that? Just like, attention?
Well, him for sure.
Yeah. But what is she gaining from?
I don't, my worry, I've podcasted with her before.
You have?
I've met her. Yeah. She was on my podcast. Uh-huh. I think she's fantastic. My worry is that he's duping her.
Right. But don't you think she's better than that? Like, don't you think she's smarter
she's
than that?
She's awesome. Yeah. I loved her.
Yeah.
Like, I got her on my podcast because I was connected with Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah.
And that's when her and Hank were still on it. I think they're divorced now, but...
Well, I'd hope so. She's holding hands with Chad Johnson.
One could hope. They might be going through the divorce. I don't know. But anyway, she was so sweet, and I adored her, and I hope that she doesn't fall for the Chad trap, because
yeah, and if she, you know, maybe it's just fun for her, a fun little fling right now. That don't make you bad people.
Well, I love a good fling.
I love a good fling.
It's been 87 years since I've had one, but when I did, it was fun.
Let's go back to this. Speaking of your flings,
what was Jason's suggestion for our topic?
Yeah, because I was like, I really want to, you know, I usually do my grape therapy when the Bachelor Bachelorette's on. I usually do recaps. I'm trying to go through my notes.
Please take over your podcast.
No,
please, for the love of God.
No, are you kidding me? I'm going right back to this. But I'm thinking, I'm like trying to look at my notes, and I don't know why. And I think maybe as the season goes on, I'll have more to talk about. But right now, I'm just kind of like, like, I want to see more of Cassie. I think she seems cool.
I hate that Cassie is crying a lot.
Yeah.
Because I just want her to be Cassie.
Yeah.
I
don't feel like they're showing enough of her, but that's...
I hate watching The Bachelor right now.
Yeah.
I would have hated it. I didn't watch my season, so I don't know what it was like to watch me. But I imagine everyone was like, I'm done with this. Let's get the love part right. So I'm ready for that. I'm ready for like
so. I'm usually into the like Jordan last year. I was like, give me all the Jordan TV time.
I love the first night, and then I like this date with Kaylin was the first time I think on a one-on-one. I mean, this was the first episode where I felt like on the one-on-ones that there was real chemistry,
real conversation.
Yeah, and that like I finally am getting a love story versus just group dates.
Yeah.
And
I felt like it was a real brave conversation, a real conversation, and I really like their chemistry.
Here's what I'll say about the conversation without offending a lot of people.
Right.
As someone who has often been a critiquer of reality television. I've had so much wine. As someone who's been a critic, a critiquer, I'm going to, you know what?
No, you know what? F- it. Enjoy that.
Critiquer.
I'm probably going to recycle it.
Thank you. I feel like, as we said, so much of the show is manufactured.
Right.
I love seeing conversations that remind me of real life.
Right.
And I can't imagine having a conversation like Kaylin had with Colton with cameras around.
Yeah.
That would be so strange for me.
Yeah.
But bravo to her for sharing something that this show is so big and has such a massive impact on so many people.
There will be a lot of people that feel less alone.
Can
from
relate and can relate, can empathize on so many levels, men, women, everything. And bravo to ABC for airing something, because sometimes I get on ABC for, you know, diversity or for things that, you know, they don't show enough. They show just enough, but not. I think that was finally the first time where I felt like ABC took something and said, let's air it.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And
I don't know.
And on that same note, I was so over the Kaylin Hannah B drama.
Over it.
That I was like, this is going to keep going. They're going to be on the 2-on-1. And still, maybe they will be. But I was so over it because I'm like, why can't these two just talk together and be like, look, maybe we're a little too similar. We come from the same backgrounds. We're competitive by nature. But let's come together, have an honest conversation, and root for one another, even though we're in this weird, bizarre situation of
ABC
dating the same guy.
But won me over this
you know what?
Time.
I will say for an episode that a few times I was like, oh gosh, there were a couple big conversations that I think had an impact.
And for a show that oftentimes I feel like you are pitting women against each other,
right?
Whether it was the girls wanting to have a conversation or whether it was,
it was handled
driven
very
by producers. It was very cool to see two conversations that I felt were different than what has been aired previously.
I agree.
I mean, if I think of, there was never a moment where I felt like, you know, if I go back to my season or if you go back to your season with the guys, mm-hmm. if there were two people who disliked each other, so me and Emily Ferguson, mm-hmm. there was never a time where we sat down and tried to air out our grievances.
Right.
It was usually, let's amplify this drama.
Right.
So
that's what I felt they did last episode. And this one, I was like, thank you for doing that.
You never see drama that is de-escalated.
Right. And thank you for being with the times of like 2019.
Thank you. We're two women, two beautiful women want to just like stop freaking causing.
Because that's all they needed was just one simple conversation to move forward.
Isn't that funny?
And who knows if that's the end of it and if something's going
to, know.
You know, I
don't
know.
If you know,
but I did enjoy that they had that moment.
That's that. So,
And then I'm trying to think of what else really happened in the episode. I really like Tayshia. She was very sweet. Her and Colton had the one-on-one and they went bungee jumping, and she just seems like a little nugget, sweetie pie, beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl. And I liked their connection. And I will say that he had a moment with Cassie on this episode where I was like, whoa, they seem like they've known each other for a long time. It's
even the last episode, it's funny the way things air. It was a group date.
Right.
And he was saying, it's cute how awkward you are. And they were sitting against a window.
Yes.
It's so funny to me, the points where you can see where stuff hasn't been aired.
Right.
Because their connection was so much stronger than what it would be versus... I don't know. It's just, there's so much that's not shown.
Right.
And so I love seeing points where like, despite what we're seeing, you can tell that they have a deeper connection.
You really can. I feel that way with, and I don't know spoilers for the season. So all I can see, I always try and guess from the romantic music, from the connections.
The music is everything.
Yeah, the connections.
Everything.
And right now I see his strongest connections with Hannah G and Cassie and Kaylin.
Mm-hmm. Tayshia was cute.
They were very cute.
Back to Demi.
And Demi.
Her whole mom getting out of jail thing.
Oh, boy. Now,
I always wonder how much say the family has in this, you know, like you put yourself
out
there,
you sign up
for it, but your family doesn't. So I'm wondering if her mom was asked if that was okay with her, because you do want people, you know, if you're going to actually be serious about this guy, you do want them to know everything about you. So it's just so crazy to me to put something like she's like, you know, throwing one girl under the bus and then sharing a very deep moment and then makes out with him.
I don't know what it is. I would love to meet her in person.
Me too.
Because I hate like judging off of an edit. You know how much I hate that shit, because people meet me and they're like, who are you?
Right.
But it just seemed like I hate laughing at her reactions.
Right.
I don't like laughing at them, but it's like when you're given a certain character and then off of this other character that just like, you know, she probably in that moment, I would have loved, this is the part of the show that drives me nuts. I would have loved to have been in that moment right there.
Yeah.
Like how, you know, when she's crying and she's saying, this is hard to talk about.
Yeah.
Was that believable in that moment?
Well,
because they don't, maybe it's the music.
I know.
I don't know.
They have a way of convincing you of what they want you to believe. So it is so hard because you think you have this insight from being on the show, but you still watch it as like a confused viewer. Like
you really, really don't
know. You still watch it and go, well, what's real? What's not?
I hate because people like, I hate sounding jaded. Katie.
Oh yeah, Katie.
I
love Katie too.
I like his connection with Katie.
Yeah.
I also here's what I think. I like Katie.
Yeah.
And I think Kirpa.
Oh, Kirpa's beautiful.
Is a sleeper.
Oh, what is that?
He's sleeping on Kirpa.
What do you mean?
We don't see a lot of Kirpa.
Oh, so you think she might have a little...
I like her.
I do too.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
She's unique.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's going to have like she's the silent thunder of the group. Like she's going to kind of blow up and be like a front runner soon because she seems great.
What do I know? I'm just saying I really like Kirpa and Katie. Those are my picks.
I really like Kirpa, Tayshia.
Yeah.
I don't really have a favorite right now. Cassie just seems cool.
Here's the thing is like another funny aspect of this whole show is social media. Like I love Demi on social media.
Oh, really?
Which obviously is like her in real life, you know, doing her tweets and stuff. So I like her in that respect. But you
know.
Let me
see. Demi. Please tell me her
name
is Demi, not Lovato.
Exactly. I like her in real life, which is why I'm like, ugh, this show confuses me so much.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Where is she from?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Demi, not Lovato. That's actually really funny. I wonder if, is she getting trolled?
Probably.
Yeah.
I have so much PTSD that I don't like looking at people's like
social media.
This
is how you know you're young is when you put your age in your bio.
Does she really have her? But I think it's because her like age has for whatever reason become such a big topic on this season. You know what I mean? Like what we talked about on my podcast with your cougar-ness
and then
Demi.
Oh, yeah.
Demi does a lot of, but. Like, you know, Charlene, who I love
Charlene,
has her podcast where she points out, or not her, God, we've done so much podcast, her blog,
yeah,
where she talks so much about kind of the Frankenbiting and stuff, where it's like Demi might have been pushed into talking about age, and then it's, you know, so I'm not saying Demi is an ageist, but it's age has become such a big topic.
I'm not gonna lie, when she says stuff like that, I know it's probably like heavily like encouraged,
but I'm like,
but I want to throw a chopper so hard. I'm like, I am 33 and in the like, I feel like I'm in my prime.
I've heard that when you hit your 30s, that is when life starts. That's why I'm so frustrated that I'm not 30.
Well, I mean, just take your time. Enjoy your 20s. But 30 was definitely like I loved 30. I loved 30. But I always just laugh when they make comments about like the cougar, because I'm like, what defines being a cougar? Does that mean you're older than your man, or is it an age?
Fundamentally, I think the definition of a cougar.
Google it.
By basic. I actually know.
Oh, okay.
By basic definition of a cougar is a woman who is dating a younger man.
Oh, okay.
That's
so cougar could, even if like someone was 33 and the other person was 32, you're a cougar?
I think no. Okay. I think a cougar is someone who.
So there is a year.
By my definition, yeah, or what I understand it to be, maybe you're like 3, 4, 5 years older.
Okay.
But.
3, 4, 5. So that's.
3, 4, 5.
So I am a cougar, yeah, is what you're getting at. You're trying to politely tell me I'm a cougar.
Absolutely not. A 3, I think. Okay. 4, 5, 6.
Right. There you go. Cougar. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'll take the cougar label. I think it's kind of like...
I think it's hot. Well, I wish I was a cougar. I was a cougar in college, so...
There you go. Who's to say that a cougar is a bad thing?
I loved being older than my serious boyfriend. Yeah. I absolutely loved it.
You've got life experience.
And I think if you don't see it and you don't feel it and it's not obvious, then it's not... Like, I dated someone recently who is 9 years older than me, and I felt it.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like... This is not going to work. But if you don't feel it, then
it's just all in the person too, right? Like I've dated older and younger, and it's sometimes the younger ones have been more mature than the older ones, and it's just all based on the person, I think,
really,
too.
It really is.
Yeah.
As I learn
the hard way.
As I go.
Hey guys, so when it comes to choosing a product that's better than the rest, there's only one label that matters. Brandless. Brandless cuts out the middleman to deliver just what matters. They have more options you care about, high quality and pronounceable ingredients. Organic, fair trade, non-GMO, gluten-free and vegan food items, non-toxic household and kitchen supplies, and tree-free paper products. All at a simple, fair price. You see, Brandless offers better-for-you items at a better price shipped directly to you. Higher quality products at a more affordable price, all without leaving your home. Does it get any better than that? How about the fact that Brandless gives back and gives you a better way to join them? Every time you check out at Brandless, they donate a meal to someone facing hunger. I love that. They provide millions of meals a year this way through the partnership with Feeding America. Do good for your wallet and the world. How about that? Right now, my listeners can get $10 off first orders of $50 and free shipping at Brandless. Just go to brandless.com and use code VINE to start saving. Don't wait a second longer. Go to brandless.com, enter code VINE, get $10 off your first order of $50 and free shipping. Start enjoying the high-quality products that you deserve today.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hey guys, if you like my show, then you're going to love Heather Dubrow's World on Podcast One. The former Real Housewife of Orange County turned best-selling author is coming at you 2 times a week to share her stories about life and family and chats it up with some fabulous guests over some champs. You don't want to miss a second of it. Check out Heather Dubrow's World every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
I was going to talk about a fling.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
We can beep that name out. Beep that name out. But I was like, wait, you're not getting away without talking about this. Because when we were in Denver, you thought you had a fling with somebody. Why does this happen to you?
I don't. Well, okay. When I was in Denver 2 times ago with Brandy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I talked about this on my podcast, but I hit it off with one of the guys who was on the trip.
Yeah.
And he ended up kind of skiing with me the whole day. And we only spent one full day.
We have to talk about this.
Yeah, we do. We only spent one full day together.
Yeah.
But the whole time, I mean, I could tell he was into me. Brandy was like, the minute he saw you, he lit up. Right. Things like that.
Well, you're gorge.
Well, whatever.
End of the great personality.
You know I don't. Yeah. Regardless. So we had each other's numbers. We texted for 3 weeks pretty consistently. He called me a lot. We talked. He you know, I know he was flirting with me.
Yeah,
it's been a while, but I know he's flirting with me. So I get to Denver, which coincided with Caitlin and Jason's first date. And there was a lot going on. But we were kind of dabbling on going to Vail or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go because I wanted to see this guy. And this is what's so It's so frustrating to me. We get there from the get-go.
No, wait. No, you're skipping a very big part of this story. What was the biggest red flag for you, though, when you did start talking to him?
This is what I want to discuss. I think this is a big conversation to have.
People are going to relate to
this. I almost wish Jason was here to just kind of relate to a men's perspective. But my friend was saying, look at his Instagram. Let's look at his Instagram. So just to look at photos of him.
Yeah.
And she goes, who does he follow? And I was like, who cares who he follows?
Right.
So I click on follow and I see, and I'm scrolling through.
Tits McGee.
And I'm seeing Tits McGee. He follows a lot of,
semi-naked.
Which, by the way, if you're a hot ass woman and you have big boobs and you are comfortable
being naked, get it.
I'm just
get it.
I don't.
But I do think it says a lot about who a guy follows on Instagram.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I really do, because there's like, I'm trying to say this without offending anybody. There are those accounts that are, you know, borderline inappropriate.
I have an example.
You know? Okay.
My friend Asa Akira is a porn star.
Okay.
Right? Not all of her photos are her naked.
Yeah.
But some of them are. Mm-hmm. And I love her. Yeah. She's been on my podcast before.
Oh, yeah. It's
I follow
anything
her.
About who
literally,
they are.
That probably looks weird that I follow her. But I don't know if I would want my boyfriend to follow her.
Right.
Or a guy that I'm, if I look at a guy and I'm like, okay, he's following Asa Akira. Okay. So he watches porn. He is interested, you know, like,
but there, I mean, who
there's
doesn't
a difference.
Watch porn?
There's a difference between liking or looking at something and following someone to me. But what was interesting to me was, you know, I never thought of it really. I have such a love-hate relationship with social media that I kind of didn't want to look at what he was doing.
Yeah.
And then I was looking through and I kept seeing a lot of boobs and a lot of butt and a lot of, you know, abs. And it's not even, it's not even the boobs and the butt. It's that I don't look like this woman.
Right. And I get what you're saying. This is where we have to like always, you know, backtrack and navigate. And because we can all appreciate a gorgeous woman and her body.
But she looks beautiful.
There are certain accounts that are questionable that sometimes I think aren't even those people. You know, they're just like, they're straight up like nudies everywhere.
That's what we're talking about. There's nudies. And then there's also just like guys. I get self-conscious. I dated a guy for a long time that it ended up going south because I kept, you know, swiping and seeing that he was liking really hot chicks' photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just kind of got to me like, I don't look like this person that you're liking. And why are you liking this person?
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, we can go on forever about this topic.
I could go on forever about this.
But he was following them.
Yeah.
Like legit click, follow, like. In that moment, before I even got there, I was already feeling kind of, I don't know, funny about it.
Like before you got to see him the second time?
I knew when I was going into Vail, when we were all in Denver, that he was following these people. And so I was already kind of not even feeling weird about it, but I was just, I don't know. I have such body image shit and, I was already doubting it. He lives in Vail. Like it doesn't really map out that well, but I thought, okay, I'll try again. So we get there and the lack of chemistry combined with the fact that he follows. And it's so funny because I talked about this on my podcast with Brandy that weekend while I was there. I posed the question, would you be okay if a guy that you were dating liked these girls? His roommate messaged me and was like, it's so funny. He listened to the podcast and said, it's so funny that you bring this up. I listened to the podcast and I have warned him about this.
Mm.
Or I have said, like, why do you like these?
What's the point? What are you getting from it?
Look, I understand the male need to look at naked girls.
Sure.
I get it.
Sure.
same as girls needing to, I don't know. I fully believe that women should watch porn, as I've listened, whatever.
I just said earlier, who doesn't watch
Great.
Porn?
Who doesn't watch it? So it's not the matter of like you watch it, you envision it, you look at it, you like it. It's following it is such a different.
I know. Why is that?
It's such an like a.
I get what you mean. It makes me a little cringy. I'm trying to understand why, but we should take a poll when this podcast comes out.
What do you guys think of this? Because this is a real life thing. I mean, this is not just this guy. Like, I've dealt with this before. A guy liking girls' pictures and that's whatever. But I can't think of the word. But when you physically like and follow someone,
right?
And what's funny is he's since stopped.
He did.
Yeah. He heard the podcast. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Well,
he
I
is.
Mean, you know, but that's. I've had guys that I know, friends of friends, that have done the same thing, and sometimes I don't think they know that the level of creeping another person can do to see that you are following, that you are liking.
I don't follow. I don't follow those people.
I do a really good job of. I know a lot of people. They don't want to see their ex doing something. They'll go looking for it. Right. And I always like to call that shopping for pain. Yeah. I never shop for pain on Instagram. Either. I don't want to know.
I didn't even look until someone said, hey.
See, I'm like, I don't go shopping for pain. I won't go look at who is following who or commenting because I know I'll overthink it.
And I'm an overthinker. Right. So that's why.
And I'm not even an overthinker. And I will overthink those kinds of situations.
Who Jason follow?
No, I don't want to.
Can I?
He follows like 1,000 people.
He follows a lot of people. That's also mad respect. Like the fact that this guy followed so few people, but also managed to follow like a bunch of big
breasted naked girls.
I was like, right. That's not what I want.
It is a little questionable, but I will say that, you know, we're also in a world where people follow each other but Jason follows everyone.
He follows everyone, which I can't believe he follows me. That's so nice of him. Cause he's,
why wouldn't he?
I don't know. Cause he's so like popular and cool. Well, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, I don't know. Did we even find a response to what we discussed?
We're gonna ask the peeps of Off the Vine.
I would love to know what you guys think. Maybe it's just me because I have the thing that I kept thinking of, like, if you follow this person, you clearly are
attracted to that.
In this person. And if that's what you expect someone that you're attracted to look like,
I will play the devil's advocate here. Because I think certain men are just wired in a way where they like, you know, that is like appealing to them. For example, I dated a guy who watched porn.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a problem. He just did once
Whatever.
In a while. It's not a big
That's
deal.
That's fine.
But what he watched on porn was different than what he actually is attracted to. And
what did he watch?
Oh, like really large breasted women. And I don't have that, but I know he loved me.
So it's nothing new to say that I travel a lot. And because life likes to stay interesting, plans constantly change for me. I'm always needing a new place to stay, sometimes last second, like hours before. And while comfort is important, I am never looking to break the bank. Here's a little inside travel secret from my friends at Hotel Tonight. There are tons of empty hotel rooms out there just waiting to be booked. And that's how Hotel Tonight scores such incredible deals. They team up with awesome hotels to help them sell rooms and pass those savings along to you. And don't get me wrong, these are in no way last resort places. I've used Hotel Tonight. I loved it. Hotel Tonight works with cool top-rated hotels that you actually want to stay at. And even though their name's Hotel Tonight, they're not just for last-minute booking. So you can use it whether you like to plan ahead or play things by ear like me. It's perfect for spontaneous weekend getaways, three-day weekends, staycations, road trips, business trips, and even for booking a place with a pool and more. So start getting really great deals at great hotels and go to HotelTonight.com or download the app now.
If you follow X, does that mean you want X?
No.
Or you're interested in Y? Can you like the same at the same time?
Yes. And I will say, I think growing up in a dance studio, I've got some body dysmorphia. I've had some body image issues.
Yeah.
Mine I have been told numerous times by men that I would be more attractive if I wasn't so skinny.
Ew.
And that's been an insecurity of mine.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just, you know, you grew up in a dance studio. You're in bodysuits every day comparing your body to the next girl over. There's certain things. But I will say that I have constantly tried to tell myself that it's really not about your body. It's not. It's about who you are. It really, really, truly at the end of the day is. Yeah. And if you are with a guy who will ever make you feel less than like enough or beautiful, it should always be about who you are.
Yeah.
And if you're with a guy who would rather take this girl over you because of her body, you f*** that guy.
I think it sucks for me that it became, does he like this body more than my body too soon? Like, we only mm-hmm. were together for one day.
Yeah.
So there was no way of him showing me, like, mm-hmm. for, I have not been in a relationship for so long where I truly feel like I am the most beautiful person to someone's eyes.
I have recently felt that, and it is a very
I'm
beautiful
sure
thing.
It's amazing. I'm not jealous, but I don't know that feeling.
Yeah.
So for me,
I don't think I even realized I didn't know that feeling until I had,
you had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think that's, I don't know. It's just, again, I'm not trying to come down on age, and because I just talked about Demi talking about girls being cougars, and was like, I'll throw it, trap you. But you're still young, where yeah. you're like, the fact that you're even self-aware about these kinds of things is good, and yeah. it's something that you can focus on and work on. And the journey to self-love is a lifetime.
I mean, I don't know if I'll ever get there.
But I always like to think of it as, like, I get really overwhelmed in my house with decorating it, with keeping yeah. up with, gosh, if there's not one thing broken, there's something else. And I'm like, it's an ongoing project. I can't try and get everything fixed at once, and I can't try and, like, make the right. house perfect, because it's an ongoing project. And you have to kind of look at yourself like that, too. It can be an ongoing project. And just because you have insecurities here doesn't mean you can embrace another part of who you are. And, like, you can work on things, and you can love things, and you can yeah. it's just, you are constantly an ongoing project of
I'm always working on myself, but yeah, I mean,
but that's huge right there.
Yeah,
as long as you're working on yourself. Jason locked in. Mm-hmm. Okay, we had a question for you, just because we were talking about Beep with the Instagram accounts he follows. What are your thoughts on, like, following those kinds of accounts and liking them? Do you think it says something about your character?
So, being relatively new to the Instagram game, yeah. I am a firm believer in trying to avoid judgment until you have conversations with someone and bring it to their attention, because maybe he doesn't even realize it.
That's what I
see. Here's the thing.
We said that.
Until... said that he has talked to him about this before.
Yeah.
Stating what?
That it's a little bit risque yeah. that you're following these people on Instagram. Can I go back? Can I read the texts? This is funny AF. Just got through the podcast. I feel like I know this guy, AKA. And I said, don't be that guy. It's weird to be that guy. And he said, I would never. Duh. I've warned him about it.
Right.
And I said, you might need to warn him a third or fourth or fifth time. And he goes, he knows, which blows my mind. Some people just don't give a F.
Mm. Well, because it's one thing to like beautiful women. That's fine. But these accounts are a little bit like a little inappropriate. That's the problem. Don't try and be politically correct.
He's being political.
Just, what do you think? What is your thought?
I thought about the fact that he is following these accounts.
And liking them. Like, do you think that is sketchy as a man or no?
Are women supposed to care about this?
Should we feel like if he's liking that, that must be the kind of girl he likes?
I don't, especially with stuff like that, I really don't like to judge a book by its cover. Sit down with the guy. Have a conversation. Understand what he's doing, where he is, why he's doing it. Understand his foundation, his fundamentals, who he is. You can't write a guy off based on that, in my opinion. It's just not enough.
No, I don't think we're writing him off.
Okay, so on the flip side, if you're talking to a new girl, this girl, and she is following a bunch of guys with his like
sexy
lines showing, and he's he's got pecs and he's
yeah, and he's half naked and I'm constantly like liking it. Is that a concern for you?
So I think it goes with both the same for men and women. It doesn't matter if it's a male liking a woman or male.
No,
liking a male
we're
or
just
vice
asking
versa.
If it was you in the situation with me. What would that be a red flag
like
to you?
Right now, I saw that you were like liking guys with. Like
even
underwear,
right off
like
the
Calvin
bat.
Klein models, I'd be like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Right,
exactly.
Right,
yeah.
And that's Calvin Klein model. That's a profession.
Okay, you got. I'm just walking. For the record, I am just walking into this. I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
But if you're starting to see someone, you're starting to date someone, and they're liking something of that nature, you're probably like, "Well, why are you liking that?"
Yeah, right.
Same.
Yeah.
Done.
That's
bye.
All.
I just need to understand the context. That's all.
The context. That's all we're
okay,
saying.
Okay, he has to go have a business
I think
call.
The question is legitimate. That's fair.
Yeah.
It's a okay. But, thank you.
But I think it's. Not, I don't think it's fair to like completely judge
we're
until
not,
you have the conversation.
We're trying to understand it. We're not judging. We're trying to understand.
Yeah.
It.
Totally. Yeah. It's definitely something to be like, whoa, red flag. What's going on? Yeah. Like, let's talk about this and see what they say. Yeah.
There we go.
That's all we needed. You could have started with that.
And there we go.
Yeah, I love how he walks in, like, knowing there's microphones on. He starts rattling a Cheez-Its bag, putting down wine glasses, keys in his hand. We need to leave soon. Anyways. You know what? That's
did
fair.
You get what you wanted out of this podcast?
No. Yes. Oh, yes. Out of the podcast, I thought you meant out of him. I'm like, he's so politically correct.
He's so politically correct.
He's going to be a hard guest to be reoccurring on the Off the Vine and Grape Therapy.
You're
I'm
not like Liv.
I'm like, you got to just say
you
what you're
You
got
to come on every week because you keep talking and not thinking about what you're talking about.
And then he'll be like, can I listen to that before it comes out?
Hey, Caitlin, I need to, can we talk? But the funniest thing was... the podcast with me, Caitlin, and Jason, like all the shit that got cut out on my end, I was not as quiet as I thought I was.
That's so funny because I have a producer and they edit things out. And I think we honestly were swearing so much that they're like,
we had
this
song.
Yeah.
We had that song.
We can sing it without the F-bomb. F me.
I don't know what came over us, but. Like we were just talking and we would, it was the F that word. And it was like, me. But the way that we were harmonizing was really,
it was a beautiful thing.
It was beautiful.
Songbirds of our generation.
Yeah.
No, I got totally, I just like honest conversation. So
you have 47 minutes.
That's perfect.
To do whatever you want.
Amazing.
With.
Amazing. Thank you for being my guest. I always like having conversation with you. I always like know too. I'm going to get honest, real, raw, authentic conversation with Olivia Caridi.
Well,
so,
and
Caridi
people
Mafia.
Are going to say, that girl talked too much.
Nope. That, you know what? You talked the perfect amount and it's my podcast. So
she talked too much.
She did not talk enough. thank you for being on this episode of Grape Therapy. I hope everybody took away something from this. Let us know your thoughts.
Isn't it funny to think of this episode versus the last one?
Yeah. Right.
Where we are now.
Heartbreak.
The last one was coffee therapy.
Wow.
You were in my room.
Right.
My one big room.
Yeah.
And we were kind of sad.
You know, sometimes heartbreak happens and people grieve differently and people get through it. And some people grieve longer and shorter. And some people, you know, it's just, you can't decide how people get through things and what they do with it. You just have to root for people's happiness.
Here's what I will say. Your vibe, your zen.
Yeah.
Wow.
My girlfriend was like, Caitlin, you are radiating.
I will say, your skin is literally popping out on, it's touching me. We're far from each other. Her teeth.
Oh, are red from wine?
Are red, but white.
Oh.
Your eyes are glowing.
Wow.
You're confident.
It's a vibe.
It's annoying.
It's a vibe. It's annoying.
It's very
I
annoying.
Love it.
But you are looking amazing.
Well, thank you. I feel pretty
what
good.
What a difference from a couple, I don't know how many weeks ago.
And I think that's what people can also gain hope from is, you know what? Timelines are timelines. And as long as everybody's happy, that's what,
and you guys,
what it's about.
You can be going through like the worst of it.
The worst.
And then a couple weeks later, you're like,
honestly, you just never know what's going to happen.
You don't know.
You know what? If that ain't a grape therapy episode for you, I don't know what is.
If your man is following chicks, then ask Jason what he might think about it, and he'll disappoint you with what he thinks about it.
Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Brandless. Go to brandless.com and enter code VINE for $10 off first orders over $50 and free shipping. Books, check out books.com and enter code VINE for 20% off. And Hotel Tonight, get started. Go to hoteltonight.com or download the app.
Okay, you know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. And it's spring, so, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. And you can show off your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.